so let me continue on where I was learning. So Rashi over here, Masechta Shabbos, is going through the Lamedes Malachis, and we see that he holds like this, and Tosfos adds that he brings down the Kasha from Rabbeinu Tam.
Here I am, writing Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I can't believe the chashivas I have. I have Rabbi Akiva Eiger in my wagon. Let's go! I'm whipping you. Let's go a little quicker, horses. Let me see. Let's go. Good. I want to get there quick for the Rav of Poten, the Heilige Rebbe, the Heilige Gadol Adar. Okay, let's go. And okay, here we go. We're going faster and faster. And hour after hour, Rabbi Akiva Eiger was riding in the wagon of Zisha the wagon driver, and everything was going well. But after a few hours, in the snow of the European weather, it started snowing very hard. And soon, it was very hard to see in front of the wagon. And every once in a while, the wagon was even bumping into trees and wobbling because the road was full of snow and mud. But still and all, they were still riding, even though it was going a little slow. But about 2 hours later, all of a sudden, as Rabbi Akiva Eiger was concentrating on his learning, and the wagon driver was concentrating on steering the horses in the right direction, all of a sudden, the horses began to slip and slide. And before the wagon driver knew it, the horses fell on their side, and the wagon came tumbling on its side, and it was stuck in a big, big puddle of mud and snow.
Ah, Zisha, is everything all right? I'm all right, but is everything all right? I feel so bad that the wagon tipped over. What are we going to do? I'm just an old man. I would love to help you. I can't help you. I will daven for your success in turning back over the wagon. Please, Hashem, help that Zisha should be able to help, should be able to turn over the wagon safely and quickly.
No problem, Rav. I understand. Of course, I wouldn't, even if you were young and you know, full of energy, I wouldn't ask you to help the Rav.
Well, of course, if I was able to, I would come out and help, but I can't, so I'll do whatever I could from inside. And I'll daven for you to Ribbono Shel Olam that everything should be good.
Okay, Rav, I'm going to go outside now, and I'm going to try to do the wagon. There's a lot of snow here, a lot of mud. Wow, the horses don't seem like they're able to move. And at least it looks like the horses are starting to stand up. But this wagon, there's no way I could do this myself. Oh, the wagon is so stuck in the mud and in the snow, it's impossible to move. Oh, let me try one more time. Oh, it's not going. Maybe if I go a little closer. Oh, I just got both of my feet soaked. Oh, it's snowing all over me and the mud is all over the place. I'm really, really cold, but I have to do it, especially because the Rav is in the wagon. Let me try my hardest. Oh, it's not going. I have to keep on trying. Oh, Ribbono Shel Olam, please help that Zisha could do it. Please, Ribbono Shel Olam, please. Oh, well, let me try this way. Let me go to the other side. Oh, another puddle. Oh, my boots and my shoes and my socks, they're soaking wet, and my pants and everything is soaked. And then, let me try one more time. Oh, it's not going.
And for maybe 45 minutes, Zisha the wagon driver was trying again and again to stand the wagon on its wheels, but with no success. And while he was trying, Rabbi Akiva Eger was davening so much that Hashem should help them. And finally, after about an hour and a half, finally Zisha, now covered in snow, ice, mud, and all of a lot of dirt, finally was able to make the wagon once again on its wheels. And a very, very cold and tired and worn out and decrepit Zisha came back onto the wagon.
Oi, Zisha, look at you. Your mom is covered. Oi, your mom didn't expect the snow, and especially that the wagon should tip over like this. You must be freezing. Here, please, please, take this towel and warm your feet and your pants. And here, please take this pair of socks and put it on, a fresh pair of socks. Please put it on.
Oh, Rabbi, thank you so much. Oh, Mama's freezing. Let me take this towel. Yeah, let me dry myself off. I think I might have caught a cold even.
Oh, yeah, I feel so bad. My heart is so bleeding for you. I feel so bad the whole time. Oh, Ribbono Shel Olam.
Yes, Rabbi, at least now, I dried my feet off and I took off my freezing wet and icy and muddy socks. And now, Baruch Hashem, the Rav was able to give me a fresh pair. Wow, that was so nice of the Rav, you know, to pack an extra pair of socks for me just in case.
Yeah, no problem.